This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to a new installment of our election year series about ways for the U.S. to get serious about long-term opportunities and threats, the ones that don't fit into a single budget year or election cycle. The late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut offered an idea during an interview I did with him on public TV.
Look, I'll tell you, it's one thing that no cabinet had ever had is a secretary of the future. And there are no plans at all for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Should the next president appoint a secretary of the future to consider how today's actions might play out in 20 to 50 years? This campaign season, we're taking suggestions about what a secretary of the future might keep an eye on. Today, the dilemma facing hospitals and the patients of the future. If hospitals get too expensive, people will find alternatives. From Marketplace's health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein has the story.
Nurse practitioner Drew Dawkins shakes a few Tylenols into a cup. Dancer-like, he twists and glides past the EKG machine, a case of meds, even a printer, towards his patient. Despite this gear, it's not a hospital. It's Neva Crawshaw's room at her assisted living facility in Denver, where she can get hospital-level care and still hear a live piano performance from the common room. Dawkins has brought the hospital to her.
Let me put it in your mouth for you. Here you go. Big sip. All right, here we go. One more.
Dawkins works for Dispatch Health, a company that delivers at-home care for fevers and colds and more serious things too, like mini-strokes and pneumonia. Most people in Crawshaw's condition, weak and confused at 99 years old, would be on the next ambulance out, an all but guaranteed ticket to a hospital admission and a bill that could be around $9,000. Instead, this 90-minute visit won't cost more than $300, all while she's kicking back in her blue easy chair.
We can't do $9,000 treatments when there's $300 alternatives, which are just as good.
Bob Kocher is a venture capitalist in the healthcare sector with the firm Venrock. There's already a growing body of research to suggest this so-called hospital-at-home model leads to better quality care. Patients live longer and costs go down between 20 and 30%. Peering into the future, the numbers of beds in hospitals will likely shrink, reserved for the severely ill. Gary Campbell, CEO of Centura Health, the largest hospital system in Colorado, says his company is bracing for this soon-to-be reality.
We'll do fewer medical interventions on individuals, but we'll have many more people drawn to us because of our commitment to value. And so economically, that's the balance.
Overall, the hospitals that thrive won't be the ones with free parking and fancy lobbies. They'll be the ones that can get to your house faster than the pizza guy. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
If the next president did appoint a cabinet secretary to worry about the next generation, what should that person's focus be? Very interested in your suggestions, which have been pouring in since we started the series, marketplace.org/secretary of the future.